Okay, we're continuing here in the Inyan of Tvila. So we are on page Ayin Vav. We're now getting back to the Sefer by Ois Gimel, Vav/Gimel. So this is the next two pieces are from the Nefesh HaChayim, and we've touched upon these two pieces before. And we'll see how it fits into everything we learned about the history of Tvila. So Nefesh HaChayim says, "V'maskil yovin midaitoi," and someone who is an intellect will understand on his own, "Shaloi l'chinam hutzrichu l'sikun t'china ketana u'tvila k'tzara kazu," that in order to establish and compose this small little supplication, this short Tvila, he's talking about Shemayin Esrei, Maya ve'esrim zekeinim u'mehem kamen aviyim. So for these 18 brachas, you needed 120 zekeinim, and the part of some of those 120 were some neviim as well. So lechayra, like, you know, why do you need so many people in such a high class level, a high level of tzaddikim? It's a short tefila, 18 brachas. How long is it? And this fits into everything we learned about from the Yitzhar Tfilas, from the Chassam Sefer last week, that they, with their Ruach HaKodesh and their Nevuah, were able to come to an understanding of what they were making here, what they were composing, what was the need for it. And Lizois Yistu Visiknu Matbea Brachis HaTfilos Be'ele HaTevas Dafka. And therefore, when they established these tefillos and the brachos and the composition of the brachos with these specific words, these were things that they understood what was necessary to put into the world of tefila. Kol teva pratis mehem asher nitzreches moed l'sikun ribuy olamos v'koyches al yayinim. Till now, we talked about very practical reasons for tefillah. We talked about the Oitzer HaTefillahs, talked about being ma'ached Klal Yisrael and putting together in one place all of the Yesodos HaEmunah for Galus. We saw the Chassam Sefer tells us this was the antidote to Avodah Zarah. The Nefesh HaChaim takes it to the next level of not just something in this Gashmius world here, that what tefillah does is that tefillah goes up and into Olamos HaEyonim, into the upper worlds, and Koyches HaEyonim, and upper powers, it's misaking certain things. It accomplishes things. It fixes things. It perfects things. And every word, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, now we understand it wasn't just for all the things we've talked about, to be able to understand which words and how they're put together are what activates all of these tikkunim and the lamas al yainim. For that you need nevuah, for that you need ruach hakodesh, that you need 120 zekeinim. V'lochein karu chazal es inyan ha-tvila dvarim ha-oimdim berumay shalayla. These are dvarim ha-oimdim berumay shalayla. So he teaches, the Nefesh HaChaim says, usually you teach dvarim are like things. The tvila is something, is a davar ha-oimdim berumay shalayla that is on top of the world. So he says, no, shadvarim atzman. The word dvarim here means words. The words, heim teves ha-tvila, it accomplishes things in the upper worlds that we can't even understand what's going on there. So that's why the Nefesh HaChaim is now telling us an added inyan to tefillah. Now you'll have to figure out, via everything we've learned, why Anshei Knesset HaGdolah are the ones to do it. You know, in our Pashat understanding of Tvila, we said every person used to daven on their own, like the Rambam says. And for whatever reason, there was a breakdown in that system. Comes Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and they're masakin it. Now, what was going on before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah composed Shemayin Esrei? How were we doing things in the Olamos HaEyonim? Unless you say every person had kavana and certain kavanas, it's hard to know. I don't know exactly how that practical part of it worked. But comes along the Nefesh HaChaim and says, but when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah composed the tefila, they were medaktik and they put into it with the understanding of what every word is necessary. Now that goes back into the other shaila. What do you do with different nuschais, nusach Ashkenaz and Tzvard, and all those types of things? But the way Nefesh HaChaim is saying it, every single word was calculated, and every word had in it something that is necessary for the koiches to be mesakein and to do things in the Olamos HaEyonim. So if we continue to the next paragraph, this is a little later in the Nefesh HaChaim, he says, Ki gam ma shenizgale lonu ktsas kavonas hatzvila. Even it was revealed to us, it's true, some of the deep kavanas. He's not talking about pirish hamilas over here. That is something that's a davar pashat. We're talking about kavanas hatzvila, means the deep secrets and kavanas of davening. Says the Nefesh HaChaim that even the little bit of the depth of tefillah and what tefillah accomplishes and what tefillah has in it that we know from the Rishayim, bad acharon harava kadosh yishalikim noira arizal, and until he says what the Arizal was megala to us, and that's what the Arizal did. He brought out kavanas of the tefillah, and that's why sometimes he put in an extra word here or there to bring out what the kavana, the deep kavana of the tefillah was. Asher hifli vehigdil lasis kavanas niflaim. If you think, you know, if that's something, it's not even a drop of water in the sea, in the ocean, neged pnimius oimek kavonas anshe knesses hagdoyle misakni atvila. It's nothing to what they actually put in and what their kavona was. So you have from the Rishonim to the Arizal, and even if you build up the Anshei Knesset HaGadol compared to the Rishonim, Avada, there's no comparison of how great they were, and we're talking about Zakenim, and we're talking about Nevi'im, but what we know, and even what the biggest Tzaddikim and Gedolim, the Arizal, and the Rishonim, and all of them, were able to reveal to us, and to uncover, and to understand what is in the depth of the Kavanas HaTfila, and what it accomplishes in this world, and what it activates in this world and in all worlds, he says, is not a tipa min hayam, keneged what it really is. Sheyomeyav Asrim Zakenim Ahem Kamenavim. V'chol Meivin Yovin Deleos Inish Al Yabeshta. And everyone understands that it's not possible for a person, he's a Inish Al Yabeshta, means any man on dry land. I mean, there's no person in the world. It's an impossibility. It's beyond human beings' possibility to do, unless, like he's going to say, or like he said before, only because it was benevuah and Baruch HaKadosh, and like the Chazam Sofer said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the minds of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. And if you remember, the Chazam Sofer said a lashon, they themselves may not have been fully masig what they even did. That's how much it was. It was, they were almost being driven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They themselves may not have understood it. Lichnol v'lignois b'matvea tefila kvua stura b'nusach echad. What did they do that they encompassed and they hid in this text of the tefila the same nusach hatikunim shakol ha'ilames al yoinim v'tachtoinim? And here says the Nefesh HaChaim something very, very important. He says, v'shebechol pam shemisbalim yugram tikunim chadoshim b'sidur ha'ilames. Every time a person davens, new things are going on. In the Olamos HaElyonim, new things are going on. Shemei'eh shetiknu ad bias hagoyel. From the day that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila established tefila until Mashiach's going to come, lo'yhoya v'lo'yiyah shum tefila b'pratos doyma l'chaverta shekoydim lo v'acharei haklal. There's never going to be one tefila that is exactly the same as the second one, not in each person and not different people. Every tefillah that is going to be davened from beginning of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol or Misakin, Ad Bias Gael, how many millions and millions and millions of tefillahs? We're all saying the same Shemone Esrei three times a day. That's just us three times a day. How many times did a person daven Shemone Esrei in his lifetime? He's 13, he lives till he's 80 or however long, God may have asked him. How many times does he daven Shemone Esrei? Times that by how many people are in his generation. Times that by all the generations from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola from over 2,000 years, and then the Mashiach should come soon, but it's continuing. And yet, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that there was never an identical tefillah. There's never two identical tefillahs. Nobody. Every person's davening is doing something different. Are you margish that? You may not be margish it. But what's happening in the world, what you're being accomplishing, that there's something always new going on. And that's, the truth is, if you bring it back down to the olam of our own reality, the emes is that it applies also in the world of nigla, not in just the olam es al yainim. Every tefillah that a person davens, his kavanah is always going to be a drop different. His hakara of the Rabbeinu Shalom is always going to be a drop different. Sometimes up, sometimes down. His needs are going to be a drop different. There's never going to be that he's going to have the exact kavanahs, and the Nevi Shechaim is telling us, it'll never be that he has the exact kavanahs in two tefillahs in his whole life. It'll never be. And the truth is, what's supposed to happen is a person's taka is supposed to keep on shtagging and understanding in his tefillah. And a person's able to see, and that's part of what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, the godless of what they did here, not just the Lamas HaYoinim, like the Nevi Shechaim is saying, but even the world of Nigla. And that is that every tzairich, and we saw this in the Eitzer HaTfilas, every need that a person's going to have, whether it's a yachid, whether it's the tzibor, there is all encompassed into the words. You could always find somewhere what's negia to you, what's negia to you specifically. And no two persons' needs are ever the same, and a person's own needs are never the same from morning to afternoon till the next day. There's always something a drop different, and therefore, it might be something small, but it's something a drop different, and therefore his tefillah is going to take on it's going to be different than the one that from before and the day before, and that's the godless of what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila did. That's the godless of what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila did. And the truth is that I talked about this once, not in the shir, but afterwards when we were shmuzik about the different nuschais that there are, the different texts that we are. So, how many nuschais did Anshei Knesset HaGdoila make? Did they make? Because the Mishabur brings down Mishaim Narizal. Mishabur brings down Mishaim Narizal to Magen Avraham. I think Mishaim Narizal that just like there were 12 Shvatim, there are 12 Sha'arim of Tefillah in Shemayim, and each Shevet has his Sha'ar where the Tefillah goes. So some, there's a big machlaikas of Ansachrein, and what does that mean? Does that mean each Shevet had their own Nusach HaTefillah, their own text of the Tefillah? If that's true, you have a little bit of problem here. Why Anshei Knesset HaGdoila made up 12 Nuschais? Like, what did they do? By that time, anyways, it was Aseres HaShvatim were gone already. There are only 2 Shvatim left. And if each Shevet had their own, so why Yehuda Minyamin? We're all Yehuda Minyamin. So why don't we know the difference? Why do we have the same Tefillah? Elamai, you'll say, because Yehuda and Yaman are always mished together. We end up with the same one. What happened to Sheva Levi? Sheva Levi always, Kahanim Leviim, they know who they are, so where's their Nusach HaTefillah? So there's big problems with saying that Darizah means Kipshutai, every Sheva had their own Nusach HaTefillah. But the Yitzhak HaTefillah says, and I remember he quotes, is the Yayin Rabbi Yaakov Emden, there's this big raid about this, but the Yitzhak HaTefillah quotes a Ramban, and the Ramban is in Parshas Nasai. By the Nesiim, the 12 Nesiim, who brought identical karbanas. So, and the Torah lists them off 12 times. And everyone says, just say it once, and say, Kain, Asu, all the different Shvatim. So there's many different terutzim. So one terutz Ramban says is, because none of them were imitating the other. No one was imitating each other. Each one on their own was nis'orer to bring these karbanas that are necessary for Hakamas HaMishkan. And therefore, you can't just say ditto or copy, and then this is what they did, because then it'll sound like they imitated each other. Each one was independent on their own. That's the first pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban says the second pshat, and it's based on the Medrash, and the Ramban says that what happened was they all brought externally the same carbon. Everyone brought the same parim, the same elim, the same kvasim. It was the same thing. However, each shevet, depending on what that shevet represented, they saw, or their kavana in their karbanas were different. Sheva Yehuda lives Malchus. So when he brings his parla, Allah Eilav, and Sar Lechatas, and the Kvasim, everything is seen through the prism of Malchus. What the par represents in Malchus, and what the Sar represents in Malchus, and Kvasim represents in Malchus. And then comes along a Shevet of Dan. Dan Yadin Amoy, he's the Shevet of Din. So he sees everything through what his Shevet represents. So he also brings a power, but not the power of Yehuda. That power is the power of Malchus. His power is the power of Sanhedrin. His power is the power of judgment. His Sar, every Shevet sees the Avodas Hashem through the talents and the Kaichas that they have in their shevet. So Zok the Ramban, on the outside they all look like the same, but they were so different, the karbonis. The pneumius of the carbon was no shaykhas to each other. If you're able to see Yehuda, Yisachar, the Menashe, Ephraim, each one, if you're able to see beyond the external and see what was going on behind the scenes, you saw an entirely different carbon. So that's why the Torah had to write it 12 times. Zok the Oitra Tfilus, that's what the Arizal meant, the same thing. When there doesn't mean there was 12 sha'arim for 12 different types of tfilas for each shevet. It doesn't mean they all daven the different nusach. They all daven the same nusach. But when Yehuda daven Shemin Esrei, and he said Atachin in Lodom Das, he meant Das for Malucha. And when Yisachar daven Atachin in Das, he meant Das for Torah. Each one saw in the tefillah, each shevet is able to daven according to what it is for them. And that's the same thing for every person. We all daven the exact same tefillah, but never are our tefillahs ever going to be identical, because my Hasaga of what Chaynin Das means and Ashivenu means and Baruch Aleinu means and Ashiv Shevtenu, what that means to me is not what it means to you. We might be related. We might learn the same, art scroll translation of the Siddur, but the way it touches us, the way we understand it, the way we see it, every person sees something different, and every person sees it even in himself, supposed to be seeing it different. So on the outside, it's the same tefillah, but on the inside, it's a totally different tefillah. And that was the godless of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that they put into play this possibility that everybody is able to see something different, feel something different, and memela produce a different tefillah than not only another person, but even what he produced earlier in the day or the day before. Okay, let us now move on to the next piece. Now we're not going to do hey, we're going to skip to vav. Yeah, sure.
All right. I have a couple questions. My first question is if Chazal made it very clear that we will never know the real kavanas for these tefillahs and how effective they are, what is it? You would think that maybe it's a nevera for someone like who doesn't know any better or has no clue what these kavanas are to actually go ahead and say these words in the first place.
Well, what Chazal came along did is the opposite. They wanted every person to be able to say it. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, I forgot, one of the big Mekubalim.
What makes it accessible for people like us?
They made it accessible.
Okay.
They made it accessible. The Mishnah Berurah said, brings down from one of the big Mekubalim that he says that after he learned all the Kavanas HaTfilah, from then on, the way he davened was like a tinek ben yomer, like a baby, without any kavanas. Because when he got to where he realized that he doesn't even understand the tipa shebiyam, better for him to just say it as is and let the activation of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah take over. So they actually were able to put that into place, that when any little person says it, even without knowing it, they're able to accomplish things that they don't even know what they're accomplishing.
Even without kavana?
Even without the kavanas. I didn't say that kavana, kavanas.
You have to have the pure shemilas.
We'll get to that soon. But even if you don't, whatever you yaitz a tefillah with, however you yaitz a tefillah will activate. Will it activate it better if you have more kavana? I'm sure it will do other things, yeah.
What makes two tefillahs different is all the kavanas.
That's for sure also, yeah. Yeah.
That is what the
correct, yeah, saying. Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Okay, so now let's go to Zion. We're going to skip Hey. Let's go to Vav. Ketzad hiya kavana. This is a Rambam. What is kavana? Sheyifnes liboy mikola machshavos. He should clear his heart, his heart, from all thoughts. V'yira atzma kilu oimel lifnei ashchina. Person has to view himself as if standing in front of the Shechina. Lefichach, and therefore, says the Rambam, how do you do that? You have to sit a little bit. Leishiv doesn't mean literally sit, it means to wait. In order to have kavanah, and afterwards you'll daven pleasantly and with tachanunim, supplications, as we talked about this at different time. And he can't make his tefillah like someone who's carrying a load, throws it off. I was yaitse, I did what I had to do. Chasidim arishayinim ayushayin shah achas koydim tvila v'shah achas lachar tvila marichim et tvila shah. And that's the chasidim arishayinim. They would wait an hour, then daven for an hour, and then another achar tvila, and another hour after the tvila. So the Rambam here is telling us that kavana is that a person is yifnas libay mikala machshavais v'yira atzma kilo haim lifnei ashchina. It's a very famous piece from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim al Rambam, because the Rambam, and it's you cite in Tefillah, the Rambam, this Rambam is where? This Rambam is in Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, the one we just read. And the Rambam says, I can find it. So the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, this is Halacha Tezayin, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Hey Dvarim Ma'akvin Es HaTfilah. There are five things that are Ma'akiv Es HaTfilah, which means to say that if you didn't have them, it's not called you davened. And he says, Kol Tfilah She'ena B'Kavona Eina Tfilah. If you daven without Kavona, it's not a Tfilah. If you daven without kavana, you have to daven again with kavana. If you can't be mechaven, you find that you can't concentrate. Got to get yourself together, says the Rambam. So the Rambam says here that kavana in tefillah is ma'akev. And it doesn't sound like he's mechalik between which bracha, this bracha, that bracha. He says, if you don't have kavana, you got to daven again. The problem is, in Perek Yod, the Rambam paskins that if a person had kavana in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't have to go back. As long as you have kavana in the bracha of Avos, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Now, we said a different time, that nowadays we don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei anyways, because who says we're going to have Kavanah the second time around? Our Kavanah is so shvach. But in Halacha, so fract Reb Chaim, you have a stira here. In this Rambam, the Rambam says you only have to Kavanah the first bracha. Everything else, if you weren't Mechavan, it's okay. And in this Rambam, he says, five things are Ma'akev as Hatzvila. If you don't have Kavanah, you got to daven again. So here Reb Chaim says that there are two dinim in tefillah. There are two halachas of kavana in tefillah. One of them is that you have to understand what you're saying. Pirush hamilas. Kavana is understanding what you're saying. That's number one. And number two is that a person has to understand that he's standing in front of Hashem. He's oimed lifnei Hashem. That's a kavana as well. So, that, says Reb Chaim, is not just having kavana. That is davening. If you are davening without understanding that you're standing in front of Hashem, you didn't daven. That's not called davening. It's called rattling off some words. That's ma'akev in tefillah. When we say that you have to have kavana in tefillah, and if you didn't have that kavana, that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, says Reb Chaim, the Rambam was referring to the kavana that I understand I'm oimed lifnei Hashem. If I don't have that understanding, that when I'm davening, I'm standing in front of Hashem, and I think maybe it's a long distance call or whatever it is, that's ma'akev in tefillah. Then there's a second halacha called mitzvah yisrichas kavana. When you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to know what you're doing, you're supposed to know what's behind it, you're supposed to understand it. So mitzvah yisrichas kavana, so when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you should know what you're doing. You should say the Pirush HaMilas. That is only makiv in the first bracha. Understanding the Pirush HaMilas is in the first bracha. Everything else, mitzvah saying yisrichas kavana, we paskin b'dieved, if you did a mitzvah, you didn't have kavana, you're yoytzei. So says Reb Chaim, understanding Pirush HaMilos, understanding the words, of course you should try to understand all the words, you should know what you're talking about. But if you didn't think about them, or you didn't understand them, as long as the first bracha you said with Kavana, Pirush HaMilos, you're Yoytzei. Because that has to do with Kavana, intention of how you're doing and the understanding of the mitzvah. But this other din of Kavana means that a person has to know he's Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. That is ma'akev in tefillah. That if a person thinks that halfway through davening, he's now, Kadosh Baruch Hu went long distance somewhere else, if somewhere he thinks, I've moved away, or whatever it is, if he doesn't have that kavana, that's ma'akev in tefillah. That is ma'akev in tefillah. And that is what the Rambam here is, the Rambam says, Sheyifnes libay mikala machshavais. We just read Ketzer Yakavana v'yira atzma ki'ilu hu oimed lifnei Hashchina. The Rambam's telling us at a davin when it says yifne libay mikala machshavais, he doesn't mean so you should focus on the meaning of the words. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about putting yourself in the proper perspective of tefillah, what am I doing? Where am I? I'm standing lifnei hashchina, ma'im lifnei hamelech. You don't, when you stand in front of the king, you don't think about anything else. The only way to get yourself focused, to think that you're Ayim Lifnei Hashchina, you got to get everything else out of your mind. This has nothing to do with Pirish Hamilois. This is, has to do with what is Tefillah. And therefore, says the Rambam, I have an Eitzah for you. I have an Eitzah. You want to put yourself in the proper mindset? Again, he's not talking about learning the English words, understanding of the words. That, why do I have to, every day I have to now stop before davening and start thinking, what does Baruch mean? What does Hakel mean? What does Hagadol mean? That I don't have to do every day. So you make a Seidi, you learn what Pirish Hamilas are. You have an English, you have an interlinear, whatever it's called. You'll figure out what the Pirish I have to sit for an hour, or Shah doesn't literally mean an hour. I have to sit for a moment beforehand. The Rambam's not talking about that. The Rambam's talking about a mindset. Putting yourself in the mindset of what you're doing when you're davening. And that needs time for a person to get himself together before he goes into the king, lechavenes liboy, meaning to say that he has kavanis oyim lifnei hashchina. Then after that, v'acher kach yispal benachas uvisachanonim. Then you get to the rest of your tefillah. But at first is putting a person, putting himself in the mindset of davening. And that, says the Mishnah Berurah, how are we ever mekayim that? How are we mekayim that? Any of us are sitcha achatz? We're going to see whenever the next year is. It's not going to be next week, not going to be the week after either. But in the next year, we're going to see from Ravolba, the next piece, who he gives an eitzah for a person about being shayashah achatz for a few moments. But Shabura says, l'maisa it's a halacha. So what do we do? So the Mishabura says, our psuke de zimra is our shah achatz. Again, it doesn't have to be an hour. Some psuke de zimra takes a half an hour, some takes 6 minutes, some 30 seconds. But how much you say, how much you skip. But psuke de zimra, all the leading up to davening and Birchas Kriya Shema also, I think he says, is all part of the Shoyin Shoachas. That's all part of a person. If you think about it, if you got to go the other way now. If you understand the words of psuke de zimra and see these praises that we talk, we sing the praises of Tehillim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's supposed to put the person in the proper mindset. Now I'm going into that Rabbeinu Shalaylam. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam, I just sung his praises and all the different Shvachas and Zmiras of David HaMelech. Now I'm going, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. The whole Pesukah de Zimra is supposed to put you into that mindset. Where are you going? Lifnei Melech Malchi Amlachim. So that when you come to the davening, you have been Shoya Shoachas, and you have that proper Kavona, the Kavona that's Makiv and Tefillah, and that's the Kavona of Oyim Lifnei Hashchina. We'll continue next time.
So you have to consciously